All right, next we're going into item number five, the budget approval. Callan Donald. Where did she go? There she is. You're going to tell us all about numbers.
I sure am.
All right. Yes. And for the commission, this is number five in your index there, if you don't have it.
All right. Good afternoon, commissioners, Mr. Chair, Callan Donald, Deputy Finance Officer for the Department of Game, Fish and Parks. Today, I'll be presenting our FY 2027 budget. This budget will begin on July 1st here. And following this presentation, the agency will be requesting the commission to approve the budget for our three informational centers, which is a yearly action item. All right, so we will begin with a quick overview of our agency's budget structure. GFP has six general bill centers. Three of these are informational, which includes wildlife, wildlife development and improvement, and snowmobile trails. These are the budgets that the commission has the authority to set. The other three centers are non-informational and include administration, parks and recreation, Parks and Recreation Development Improvement, and these budgets are set by the legislature in March. I'll wait for the presentation here. All right, there we go. Like I said, the three on the right, those are the informational ones. We'll be asking for the commission for approval on those today. The three on the left there, those are set by the legislature, which is set in March. All right, next, this slide shows the GFP budget cycle. The process begins internally as we review each division's needs for the upcoming fiscal year and align budget with anticipated expenses. Usually in July or August, the Commission's budget subcommittee meets to finalize the department's request. From there, the request goes to BFM and the governor's office for review. The governor announces his recommendations in December, and then the legislature sets the final recommended budget in March. And the last step in the process brings us to today, where we ask the commission for final approval of our informational budgets. All right, so before we get into all the fun numbers here, I want to point out the rolling budget reports that are in your commission book. There are seven reports total. The first page is an agency-wide summary, which looks like this one on the screen here. The next three pages are the informational budgets, which we'll be asking you to approve today. The final three pages are the non-informational budgets and was set by the legislature in March. Each page includes more in-depth details on personal services, operating expenses, historical expenses, and the funding of each general bill center. On the next few slides, I will be highlighting the key changes for fiscal year 2027. These slides will reflect the same information as these reports do, just in a different format. All right, so this slide shows the agency-wide summary for 2027. Additional details can be found on page one of the budget report. The top table on this slide compares the budgets between fiscal year 2026 with the GFP's original FY27 request. The original agency's request is what the Commission Budget Subcommittee approved in August. As you can see, the department had originally requested a reduction in general and federal funds, as well as an increase in other fund authority, which gave the budget a net increase of about 2%. The second table breaks out all the changes the legislature accepted and includes subtotals on the bottom to show the changes in the proposed budget. On this second table, there are highlighted green rows. The highlighted green rows show the items added by the legislature that were not in the agency's original request. The only changes from the original request that is highlighted in green is for a 1.4% salary policy that was adopted statewide and an adjustment for Bureau billings that was also adopted statewide. The next five adjustments shown that are not highlighted reflects what the budget subcommittee approved, which includes a reduction for GFP's annual bond payments, an adjustment to the Parks Division's capital project budget, an adjustment to the Division of Wildlife's operations, a reduction to the Wildlife capital project budget, and lastly, a budget alignment for Parks Division. As you can see, the difference between the two tables is about $640,000. This is again due to salary policy and bureau billings that the legislature proposed. With that, these changes for the final FY27 budget is $133,449,677, which is an increase of about $3.2 million or 2.4%. Ooh, it's a lot of numbers there. It's good. All right. So now we will move to our three informational budgets that we will be asking the commission to set today. More detailed information for these three can be found on pages 2 to 4 in the rolling budget report. First informational center is the wildlife budget, which covers habitat, access, fisheries, law enforcement, animal damage control, education, and other wildlife operations. The top table shows the agency's original budget request. The second table on the screen shows the legislative adopted version. The green portion highlighted reflects the additions for salary policy and bureau billings, which is about $380,000. The other adjustments not highlighted in green is what the subcommittee approved last summer, which aligns wildlife operations with anticipated expenses. The total net increase when compared to fiscal year 2026 is about $2 million. And brings the total wildlife budget to $67,104,633. All right, so the second informational item is the Wildlife Development and Improvement Center, which covers projects in the Wildlife Division, such as dams, fisheries, hatcheries, habitat projects, ranges, and others. This center has no salaries and is only for development and improvement. There were no changes to the agency's original request, so the budget remains at $9,100,000 for FY27. And last informational center is Snowmobile Trails. While we did not originally request any changes, salary policy and bureau billings added about $7,000, giving us a total fiscal year 2027 budget of $1,503,607. All right, so those were our three informational budgets that we'll be asking for your approval today. But before we do that, I kind of want to give you guys just a quick overview of our other budgeted centers here. These can be found on pages 5 to 7 of the rolling budget reports. So starting with administration, this includes the commission, secretary's office, finance, engineering, property management, and the communications and marketing team. The only changes are salary policy and bureau billings, which is about an increase of $36,000. The final budget is $4,394,242. Next center is parks and recreation, which includes the operational expenses for our state parks, recreation areas, educational efforts, and much more. Looking at the second table on the slide, we see adjustments for salary policy, bureau billings, a funding alignment, and a slight reduction in bond payments. The legislature set this budget at $34,923,595. And last is the Parks and Recreation Development Improvement Center, which covers projects like cabins, lodges, and picnic shelters, and much more. And this does not include salaries. There were no changes from our request. The legislature set this budget at $16,426,600. All right, so one more thing I want to highlight is the changes from the agency's original request. This slide breaks out these changes by division. In total, the adjustments added about $647,000. This is less than 1% of our overall budget. So the impact is relatively small. The agency and the subcommittee normally plan to use a 3% salary package when we build our funding forecast, which explains why we're able to absorb these changes this year. However, the bigger challenge isn't these changes, it's the ongoing decline in Pittman-Robertson federal funds. If that decline continues, we may have to consider future budget adjustments that could affect habitat work and other programs that rely heavily on PR funding. The department is already developing an action plan to address these reduced federal funds, as this will remain an important issue to watch on the upcoming budget cycles. On a good note, the department-wide fee package that was authorized by the GFP Commission back in 2025 came at the perfect time. The additional revenue from the fee package gives the department flexibility when federal funding becomes volatile. And that concludes our overview of the FY27 budget. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners, and I will stand by for questions.
All right. Everybody's heard a lot of numbers. Questions?
Commissioner Whitmer. Yeah, thank you. I think you answered my question with the first slide with the reduced request for federal funds. Mm-hmm. Is that because the PR dollars just simply aren't there and we're requesting as much as we're still requesting as much as we can. It's just that it's a lower amount because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was my assumption.
Through the chair. So here at GFP, we try to align our budget as close as we can with what we're expecting to use for federal dollars and other fund dollars there. So that alignment there was because of the reduction of PR dollars. We've seen a significant decrease since 2023 there. So at GFP, we really try our best to align the budget with where we're going to spend.
Thank you.
Mr. Sprint.
I was just wondering, what is causing that drop in the PR dollars? Is it just not the sales, or is the government cutting back on it?
Through the chair, so PR dollars is heavily volatile. Just depends with how much, like, ammo is getting bought. I know that our director of wildlife, he probably has a better information on that than I do, so I'll refer to him.
Director Kirsch. Through the chair. Commissioner Spring, yes. So when you look at the Pittman-Robertson funds, the PR dollars that we are talking about here, that is a direct result of less production sales of guns and ammunition over the last couple of years in particular. So when we submit, or we are asked to submit license sales, because that's one of the items that are used to calculate the number or the level of PR dollars that come to South Dakota, and it's also based on land mass. But then they have their formula, the Fish and Wildlife Service has their formula applied to all of the excise taxes that are collected from across the country. Those excise taxes, again, based off of guns and ammunition by the producers of them, the big companies, the Remingtons, the Federals, so on and so forth. But it's a direct result of fewer excise dollars available. So when they apply the formula that determines how many PR funds we get, that has continued to go down and down because of the overall sales have gone down and down over the last couple of 3-4 years in particular.
Yeah, you may want to just add one thing so everybody understands the fiscal year we're dealing with here versus now it's commensurate to the PR funds.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So again, we are asked to submit license sales that we have. But what happens is there's essentially almost a 2-year lag in between the time that we get our portion and what license sales that we provide. So our next time that we will be told what our next apportionment of PR funds will be this November, and that'll be our initial apportionment, and then they give our final dollar apportionment come about February, March timeframe, somewhere right in there. That is actually determined by license sales that would have occurred back in 2005. So there's almost a year and a half, or 24, there's almost a 2-year lag of license numbers that they use. So one positive thing for us, our license sales have remained strong, and we've seen some small increases in our license sales. So that will bode well for us moving forward. The real question will be is truly, though, what is the amount of sales that occurred for guns and ammunition from a PR perspective that will be available when they apply the formula to determine our apportionment of it.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bartley. Callan, can you on the BIT increase, is that going to be an ongoing thing budgetarily, because I know BIT is making a lot of changes across statewide government, but is that going to be an ongoing thing in future budgets as well?
Through the chair. Yes, that is an ongoing budget item there, and it was adopted statewide. So whenever they have an adjustment, all agencies experience it. So yes, that portion was adopted ongoing.
Any other questions? All right, as I understand this, what you're bringing to us, we can do in one motion.
Yes.
Which is actually, it would be the 601, the 620, and the 621. Is that correct?
It would be 610, 612, and 622.
Oh, so, okay.
Yep.
All right. So I would entertain a motion that we accept the budget.
Motion to approve the
budget. All right. Motion by Bartling.
Second.
Second by Teal. Any further discussion on the budget? All right, hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, the budget is approved. Thank you.